إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers, I remind myself and you of the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who said that the one who hides the fault of his brother in this world, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will hide his faults in this world and the next. And the one who shows up the faults of his brother in this world, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will show up his faults in this world and the next. Imam Malik Rahmatullah Alayh said that I have seen people who had knowledge, people who were ulama, but they pointed fingers at others and they exposed other people's faults. And he said Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala humiliated them and made them zalil in this dunya. And he said, I have seen other people who did not have that knowledge, who may have known something a little bit, but they did not expose the faults of others. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala made them shine, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala put their izzah in the hearts of people. We also know from the ayat of Surah Al-Hujarat, where Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentioned the actual action of backbiting, of slandering. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala compared it to eating the flesh of your dead brother. Now if you look at all these things, I remind myself and you of the seriousness of this issue of talking about the faults of people. Today, I think if you ask any Muslim anywhere in the world and say, what is the biggest problem of this ummah? People will say it is intashar, it is differences. There is no unity. And this is, unfortunately, this is the state of every country. There is no country in the world where the Muslims are one. Every country there are differences. And many times people think that the differences are because of aqidah. But in my view, the differences are not because of aqidah. The differences are because of this one thing, which is finding faults with others, of exposing each other's faults. Because if you look at the difference of belief, if you look at the difference of opinion among people who are not religious, you know, people who are maybe going to clubs and going here and going there, maybe even people who are indulging in actual haram, they have differences. They have a lot of differences of belief, and you know, they like this one, they don't like that one, and maybe they support this football club or that, whatever. But you find that when they talk about each other, they don't malign each other. They don't describe each other's faults. They cover up each other. They don't go around saying, you know, last night this fellow got drunk so much he couldn't drive his car. No, this fellow will drive him home and he will leave him there and he'll come back. And if somebody says, was he very drunk yesterday, last night? He says, arey, hota hai yaar, after all, you know, we went to a party, what do you think? They cover it up. They cover it up. They don't go around telling the world. That is why you don't find the kind of differences in people. And this is a very shameful thing to say, that people who are not religious are more together than people who are religious. Seriously, the thickest thieves. I mean, they're together. But people who consider themselves to be religious, one of the first things we do is we talk ill about other people. And I remind myself and you that this is the root cause why there is so much of intishar, so much of difference, so much of disunity in this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's why this is the first thing that we should stop doing. Do not talk about the faults of other people. If you are seriously that concerned about somebody's fault, go and talk to that person face to face and tell him, this is what I am seeing, this is the reason why it is not good, please don't do this. If you can't do that, then keep quiet. make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah can change that person's life, ya Allah bring about this correction. But do not talk about that person to a third person. That is, as I have said, we have the dalail of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it haram. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called it haram. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you do that, Allah will humiliate you and will make you zahil in this dunya and the akhirah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expose your faults in this dunya wal akhirah. Even though many of us or all of us say that there is no one free from fault, we say this, one of the many things that we give lip service to. But seriously, one should look at oneself and say, how many faults of mine are there which the world does not know, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden? Do I want all these to be exposed to the world? Then if that is not the case, then why do I talk ill about somebody? Now please notice, neither Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nor Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have said that the fault is actually not there. Of course, there is also that. There is a issue of slander itself, buhtan, which is something does not exist, but people impute it, and so may Allah forgive us, we do even that. But ghiba is actually, the fault is there. So nobody is denying that there is a fault. There is a fault. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, cover it up. He said, hide it. Don't go and tell it to somebody else. So even if there is a fault, and we all know there are faults, the way of the Muslim, the way of the Quran and the Sunnah is to hide that fault. Hide the fault of the brother. And as I said, if you are so interested, go talk to yourself. And if you can't do that for whatever reason, keep quiet. There is no need to talk about that in public. And that is something that I remind myself and you, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to do that which is beneficial for us and which is not harmful for the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah guide us to control our tongues, because the tongue is the biggest source of evil. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, more people will be dragged into the Jahannam because of the tongue than because of anything else. And so therefore, let us, I remind myself and you, let us be among those who inshallah we ask Allah for forgiveness, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cover our faults and to hide our faults and to forgive those faults when we meet him, and to protect us from the evil of those faults while we are alive. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.